Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Blogcast. It's November 16, 2015, and this is episode 497. Today I'm going to share a simple yet sometimes overlooked technique for decurling photographs printed on roll paper. This is not a difficult thing to imagine, but a quick search shows me that few people have actually illustrated posts on this topic, so as usual I've shot a few pictures to show you what I'm talking about. Most large format printers use roll paper, which is great of course, as it frees you up to print many different sizes without having to stock lots of various sizes of sheet media, and it speeds up the printing workflow as well. The problem with roll paper though is that when you unroll it, especially with heavier fine art media, it wants to roll back up again, even after you've printed and cut the paper. As we see in this photograph, after printing, most media will curl up as if it was on the roll, and this gets worse the closer that you get to the center of the roll or the end of the roll, as the paper is wound more tightly as you get closer to the core. If you want to follow along with the images on my blog, the images for this week's podcast and the text, of course, is at mbp.ac/497. I actually printed out the image that we'll use in these examples as a 17 by 24 inch print on 24 inch roll media. If I'd printed this on 17 inch media, the curl would run lengthways instead of sideways, but the technique for removing the curl is the same. I have to admit that when I can, my preferred method for decurling prints is to simply lay them out on a table and leave them for a number of days. Sometimes you have to stack a few prints together for added weight, but after a few days they generally lay flat. And if you have the space to do this and you don't have too many prints to decurl at once, then it's probably the best way to do it. We need to give prints a day or so to degas anyway, so it's always good to get into the habit of just letting them sit for a while anyway. Sometimes though, I need to remove the curl or decurl my prints in a shorter amount of time. I usually do this if I'm going to frame the print and don't have time to let it lay flat on of its own accord, or if, for example, I'm preparing a printed portfolio for presentation and I need some freshly printed images to lay flat. The easiest way that I've found to do this is to keep the end of an old roll of paper, leaving the last 5 feet or so on the roll. If you manage the amount of media left on your rolls by entering this information into your printer when the roll is new, you generally find that the media manufacturers include a few extra feet anyway. So, although your printer is telling you that there's no media left, you generally have a bit left to use for these purposes. You can, of course, continue to print and use right to the end of the roll if you need to, but for the sake of getting yourself a decurler, this is a good option. Sometimes you also find yourself with a roll of something that you will no longer use to print on, but you don't really want to just throw it out either. This is a great way to use that. I have an old roll of canvas media that I use as my decurler. Still give your prints a few hours at least, up to a day if possible, to dry and degas before doing this. But once you're ready to decurl, unroll your print remnant, you know, the roll or whatever you've got left to use for this purpose, and place your print on top of the paper with the printed area facing up, as you can see in this photograph. If you don't give your print time to fully dry, rolling it against its natural curl can break away fragments from the face of the print, leaving white spots. And this, of course, ruins the print, so giving it time to dry before you do this is very important, especially with matte media. When you're ready, simply roll the decurler up, taking the print inside the roll, as you see in this photograph. If necessary, once wronged, you might need to put something either side of the roll or tape it to stop it from unrolling. But once it's sitting without the need for you to hold it closed, you can just leave your print in there for an hour or two to decurl. The amount of time required depends on the media that you use and how close to the end of the roll it was, but I generally find that about an hour is plenty. When you first unroll the print, you might find that it's curled up the other way for a while, and that's fine. Generally, once you let it sit for a while, the print will lay out flat enough for you to frame, drop into a portfolio case, or present to a customer. If you find that the print is not sufficiently decurled, just roll it back up again, and the more you do this, the better you'll get at estimating the amount of time required for each type of media that you use to fully decurl. If you use this method using an old remnant or a roll of media that you'll no longer use, the face of your print will be touching the printable side of the media of your decurler, and so it should be pretty clean. But if you find that your decurler leaves dust or other fragments on your print, you might want to also just apply some clean facing paper to the face of the print before rolling it up. I use Canon coated bond paper as it's cheap and nice and clean. If you haven't yet finished your first roll of media and therefore don't have a remnant attached to a core, then you can make a decurler similar to this with any tube. For shipping prints, I use 8cm diameter tubes with plastic stops in the end, such as the one that you can see in this photograph. And I could use one of these, for example, as they're only about $3 to buy. But you could use pretty much any tube that you find. But you'll need to attach a large enough piece of paper to the tube so that you can take in your prints. The more paper you attach, the more prints you can decurl at one time. When necessary, I unroll a long segment of my canvas roll and feed in multiple prints and just roll them all up together. Thinking about it, if you aren't creating huge prints, you could use an old roll of wallpaper, for example, if you have one hanging around. Although I would definitely apply some facing paper to the face of the print before doing this. As I mentioned earlier, for my facing paper that I apply to prints that I ship, I use a roll of Canon coated bond paper. I'll link this in the show notes and in the text on the blog as well, just so that you can find it. It's relatively cheap and comes in 100-foot rolls, and it's clean with no fragments that break away to mess up your prints. The other good thing about using cheaper printer paper like this is that it's already cut to the width of your media. In fact, if you're looking for a good roll of facing paper that could double as a decurler, at $39.90 from B&H, a roll of Canon high-resolution coated bond paper is probably not a bad idea, although the two-inch core would be a little bit tight as you get towards the end of the roll. I prefer the larger 3-inch core rolls if I'm just creating a decurler from scratch. I should also mention that when I sell prints, I roll them against the curl so that the customer can generally let them gradually uncurl until they lay flat. I talked about this process in a video that I released in episode 425, which is at mbp.ac/425, if you'd like to take a look at that. If the customer will take the print to the framers, rather than letting it lay flat first, I generally recommend that they just leave the print in the tube as it could get damaged before getting it to the framer otherwise. And the framer will usually know how to decurl the print before framing and whether or not it's necessary in the first place. In case the customer does need to decurl the rolled print, I include a note recommending that they roll the print against the curl around the outside of the packaging tube. using the facing paper that I include to stop them from damaging the face of the print. Okay, so that was just a quick one for today, but I hope that this was useful for you if you print your own work. Before we finish, I'd like to just mention that we still have a couple of places left on my Hokkaido Landscape Photography Adventure Tour from January 10 to 22, 2016. This tour is the winter landscape photographer's dream, with beautiful minimalist scenes in the remote, rugged, yet incredibly beautiful northern island of Japan. And most of the areas that we visit are still pretty much untouched by other photography tours, so we have each location to ourselves in the most part. If you'd like to join us, take a look at the tour page at mbp.ac/HLPA for Hokkaido Landscape Photography Adventure for details and to book your place. Thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please share a link with your friends. And if you don't already, please subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.